Hello, Nitsa. My name is Sandra Eldridge, and I'm the director of Kinder Transport, which is a play that's playing at the Eternity Playhouse as part of the Darlinghurst Theatre Company's 2017 season.
Can you please tell us about this play?
Well, it's an extraordinary play by Diane Samuels. It tells the story of Evelyn, who is unpacking an attic, in her attic in England, unpacking boxes to give items to her daughter Faith, who is about to leave home. And in the unpacking, we discover that Evelyn is actually a part of the Kinder Transport generation, and that at age 9, she left Hamburg, Germany, and came alone on a train in 1939 to Great Britain, along with 10,000 other unaccompanied Jewish children refugees. And so the play is about Evelyn coming to terms with her past, the trauma of her past, Faith learning about her mother. And it also, we go into Evelyn's memory and we discover, we see Evelyn as a young girl, as Eva, and her relationship with her mother Helga and Eva's journey as part of the Kinder Transport and the resilience that she had to build in order to cope with what happened to her. That's it in a nutshell.
So she never met her parents again. They perished in the Holocaust.
I don't want to give too much of the play away, but majority of the Kinder never saw their parents again because their parents were murdered in the Holocaust, yes.
How can you construct a play from such an emotional story, emotional journey?
Well, what Diane Samuels has done is she has been so clever. Because she places the play, and you're absolutely right, it is an extraordinarily emotional journey. But she places it on three levels. On one level, we have the story of Evelyn in the 1980s in Surrey, in England, in the attic. And then we have the story of Eva. And so it's not like we go back in time. We actually go into the memory of Eva. And then we also have a metaphoric level with a character called the Rat Catcher, based on the Pied Piper of Hamelin, that is a book that Eva is being read, her mother Helga is reading to her before she leaves for the transportation to England. And that metaphoric character, he haunts the whole play and he haunts the psyche of the character of Evelyn and of Eva. What that does is that allows us to, at points in the play, for it to be almost expressionistic. In fact, one of the Imogen Ross and I, the designer who's designed the most extraordinary set, we looked a lot at German expressionism, and we looked at expressionism as a form in order to be able to at times tell this story so that we can, in a sense, remove ourselves in places, because it is, you're absolutely right, it is a very emotional story, but it does allow breath within the telling of the story, within Diane's extraordinary writing. She does allow breath.
So do you have different actress portraying the character, or it's
yes.
The same?
We have two different actors. We have Camilla Arkin playing Evelyn as a woman in her early 50s, mid-50s. And then we have Sarah Greenwood, and she's playing Eva from the age of 9 to 17. And so they actually, Eva is really there on stage the whole time. So we have the inner monologue of Evelyn. We have the physicalization of what Evelyn's feeling on stage at the time through the character of Eva as well.
Did you find it difficult to direct?
Can I be honest? There's always things that are difficult and challenging and exciting and scary, but I have the most extraordinary cast. I have an incredible cast telling this story. Annie Byron as well, Chris Tomkinson, Emma Palmer, Harriet Gordon Anderson joined Sarah and Camilla. And they are an extraordinary bunch. They work collectively so well together. And they are all actors with deep intelligence and give offers and say, what if I do this? What if I do that? Fabulous. And then I've got a creative team, Jed Silver on sound, Matt Cox on lights, Imogen Ross set and costume. Everyone has worked so hard and everyone has just been sending offers and saying, what about this? What about this? And I'm one of those directors that think, well, if I've got like, you know, 12 brains in the room, I'm going to use every one of them. So it's been at times quite, not challenging, but emotionally, I have gone home at night sometimes. I'll be honest, we're in the process. I had to have a bath and do what you need to do in order to calm and be centered. And it was very important that I was, and I am calm for the cast to be able to go to the emotional depths that the play requires of them.
We are talking to Sandra Eldridge, and you are listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Sandra, I must tell you that I know what the Kinder Transport, I know what this chapter in history, but I was wondering if the Australian public that is coming to the theatre ever heard about it.
To be honest, we've actually had quite a few people come and they've been emailing. We've actually had quite a number of Kinder and of children of Kinders coming to see the play, more than we envisaged. We did do a lot of research and had a lot of help as well with the Sydney Jewish Museum. We met Beate Hammond, who's just actually published a book through the Jewish Museum called The Gap Was Wide, about her Kinder Transport experiences. I think you're right. It's not a story that's well known, and it certainly wasn't a story that I knew when I mean, I'm English by birth, and I was over in the UK about 10 years ago and seeing my brother and sister over there, and I found the play, and I knew nothing about the Kinder Transport. And for me, it was particularly coming from a country, you know, in Australia, where the notion of child refugees is a very big topic. But I was just blown away. And then I started researching and realized how important this play was, and contextually today as well, in regards to really worldwide, how we are looking at the treatment of refugees, particularly children. When you look and go, my goodness, 10,000. I think the first Kinder Transport left Berlin on December, I think December the 3rd. Within a month, they had started organising, 3 weeks, they had started organising a humanitarian response, which is extraordinary. So I think it's been fantastic that there are people that are going, oh my goodness, this is so important, this story is told.
Sandra Eldridge, Director of Kinder Transport, staged by Eternity Playhouse at the Darlinghurst Theatre. Thank you very much.